Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all of you joining us here today. This is your lovely, stunning, magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Listen, big shout out to all those that are joining us, listening in from Twitter, listening in from Facebook, listening in from Charvette.com, listening in from iTunes, listening in from wherever you're listening. We appreciate you. Today's show is hot. Listen, my first guest is hanging out with me. She's been hanging out in the green room, and hopefully she enjoyed some nice snacks while she was in there in the virtual green room, that is. We're going to be having a J.E. White come to the mic first. I'm telling you what, this young lady is an overcomer, and she is tearing down walls to get her voice out. Her new release is out. Her new single is out, Release Me, and she's preparing for a debut EP, From the Heart of Me, the introduction. So we're going to tell you all about it, and then we're going to roll into our next segment. We're excited because we have Fritz Kenyill joining us, and listen, he is the host of a brand new show that's going to be recorded in Atlanta, Georgia this week called The Aphrodisiac Show, and it's Africa's premier late night TV show. So we're going to be talking to him about that, and then we're going to roll into the next segment. It's a business spotlight. We're excited to have Hillary Lovick, who's joining us, and she is the mobile app creator for Right for Postal. The word right, the number four, and the word postal. She's going to tell us all about it, how you can do customized cards from her mobile app on your iPad, and we're excited to spotlight and feature her. And then we're going to wrap up the show in an author spotlight. We're excited to talk to author Tina Wade. She's an inspirationalist. She's a motivator, and she has a children's book line called Heroes, and you're going to get to hear all about it. So you can tell today's show is packed jam, so we're ready to get right in. Listen, follow me on Twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook.com/Charvette. My mobile app users, hey, I love you guys. Of course, you can download my mobile app. It's under Charvette, and you can have that for your BlackBerry, your iPod, iPad, and Android devices. Yeah, you know what to do. You know what to do. All right, so we're jumping right on in. Again, my first guest, single, I'm telling you what, Rescue Me. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. You're going to get to hear it. You're going to get to hear all about it. And so I'm bringing her to the mic right now. No need to delay, right? No need to delay. Coming to the mic right now, J.E. White. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. It's an honor.
Awesome. Listen, I'm telling you what, we've been waiting for this interview. Anybody that's been following me on Twitter and Facebook, they've been seeing your lovely face and my lovely face on all of these promotions. So we have been waiting to talk to you. So certainly I want to start out talking about your music ministry. You have had the opportunity to share the stage with Ty Tribbett and Kirk Franklin, done background vocals for Miley Music and Jessica Reedy. When did you know that music was really, really, really what you wanted to pursue?
Music has just always been a part of me. Even when I was little, music was just always something that moved me. It's always something that I responded to. And I don't come from a particularly musical family, so I decided to pursue it just because nobody else was doing it. My mom always said I was an odd child, and like as I got older, I didn't realize that I was awkward, I was quirky, but I mean that's just who I was. So,
and here we are today. Music is
yeah.
I decided to jump out and pursue it, and so you did your first single called
That's Love.
Right. How would you describe your sound to people that haven't heard you yet?
I guess if I had to like give it a title, like a lot of people call it neo gospel, I guess, but it has a lot of jazz and neo soul influence. to it. Some classical undertones in there because I'm classically trained, but it does have a lot of that laid back soul vibe to it. So I guess neo gospel would be the way to describe it. I don't really know if there's a genre to put it in, but that's what I've been told. So I'm just gonna go with that.
And you know, the crazy thing about the music industry is that they really want to make you fit in a genre, and a lot of times mm-hmm. it's kind of like the lines are blurred, you know, no pun intended,
yeah.
Robin Thicke, but anyway, so yeah. And so tell us, how do you select your songs? Do you write, or do you kind of look over different writers' music to pick songs that you want to do?
Actually, I'm just now branching out to use other writers and other musicians for my music. So my debut EP is actually all written and co-produced by myself.
Oh, wow. So you did, wait a minute. Now, this is Superwoman right here. This is every woman right here. So tell us some things that maybe you learned during this process, because I'm sure it was a learning process.
Oh, absolutely. I've always been so protective of, like, my creative process, and what I've always had the bad habit of calling it mine.
Uh-huh.
And I've just been so protective because of how I am when it comes to creativity and music. And so, like, I think another thing was, like, God just hadn't sent the right people for me to connect with that I could trust, you know, with my vision mm-hmm. and my heart, as far as, like, you know, who I am as a singer, as a songwriter, as a musician. So it was, I hadn't really met the right people to be able to share, you know, that part of who I am yet with other people. So it was a process. I mean, I did reach out because, I mean, I know a ton of people who've done amazing work for other artists, but then when it came to trying to link, like, me and them, and it was just like, it's not working.
The shoe
was not fitting. So I kind of, like, you know, pulled back into that shell, and I just was like, you know, I just buckled down, and, you know, I just kind of stayed in my own lane and just kind of just did the project. And the project has been underway for a really long time because I'm so meticulous.
Wow.
But, I mean, glory to God that it's finally ready.
I'm ready to release it. Listen, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're talking to J.E. White in an artist spotlight. If you're on Twitter, I just tagged her. So at J.E. Sing. And that sings with a Z, at J.E. Sings. You can follow right along. So you also are the owner. You are the owner of J.E. White Music Group. So big shout out there.
Correct. Thank you.
Great. So tell us about the single. So the single that's out, and the listeners are going to get to hear it. So tell us all about your single.
Okay. Rescue Me was released January 14th. I wrote Rescue Me maybe about 2 years ago, and I was still, like, kind of going through a process, because if anybody has, like, you know, kind of started following my story and knows a little bit about me, they would be aware that December of 2008, my father passed away, and February of 2009, my oldest brother passed away, so it was maybe about 6 or 7 weeks between the two deaths.
My goodness.
And so that whole, like, you know, just complete and utter shock to being numb, to asking God, what in the world, why me, what is going on, what are you thinking, I can't handle this. And, you know, just to be transparent, to even getting to the point to where I didn't want to live anymore, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to be completely honest, like, that's what I was going through. And, you know, as I started to gain strength and kind of, like, come around and find my identity, so to say, you know, I realized that, if anything, you know, God was the one thing that remained constant. And like I said all the time, if I wanted to be better, if I wanted to be healed, or if I wanted my broken pieces to be mended, you know, I knew that I could call on God to come and rescue me. I mean, the song is really just me pouring out my heart and saying, hey, you know, I'm struggling. Hey, I can't deal with this. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I'm going through all of these things, and I know that if anybody can, God, you can rescue me. You can make a way. You can give me peace. You can give me comfort. You can give me understanding. So it's really my heart's prayer, you know.
Wow. So first of all, I mean, kudos to you for having strength to, you know, push through certainly two close losses like that. Some people would have just tucked their head and just said, you know what, I'm checking out here. You know, even, you know, if they didn't literally, if they just mentally checked out and said, yep, can't do this, I'm done. So, you know, shout out to you for pushing forward. And then I'm sure this song, you know, it's going to minister to people in similar situations or any kind of situation where people feel like, God, I need you to pull me out. I need you to get me up out of this. So awesome. And so let's talk about the full debut, which is going to be March 29th, The Heart of Me, the introduction. So tell us about all of the tracks on that.
Okay, so of course Rescue Me is going to be on there. That's Love is going to be on there. There's another song. I actually wrote it my junior year of high school. But it's called Ineligible. It's called Ineligible, and that song just talks. It's gone through crazy metamorphosis over the years. But, it just talks about you know, the grace and the mercy that we receive from God, and how me being, you know, the person that I am, you know, I'll run in every direction other than where God is saying to go, and yet somehow, you know, he's still like, all right, you know, this is what I need you to do, Jandra. You know, I'm putting this favor on your life because I need you to be in this place at this time for these people. And I'm like, you know, I've done so much wrong stuff. I am not eligible for everything that you're giving me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't deserve it. But, you know, anyhow, it's because of your grace, your mercy, your love, and you just keep using me. You keep calling me. You keep bugging me. And it's just like, okay, one of these days, she's going to get it right.
And listen, none of us are eligible. So, you know, we are all in that same boat. We are all in that same boat. And so what will listeners hear? What are some of the types of songs that they will hear or the titles of some of the tracks?
There's Ineligible. There's another track called Change Me. There's a track called Hallelujah, which is really just like a praise anthem, talking about how God remains the same. He doesn't change. And, you know, we lift up the highest praise for God, just being the amazing God that he is to us. So I think that's all six. There's about six songs on there. So, yeah, you got That's Love, you got Hallelujah, you got Change Me, you got Ineligible, Rescue Me. Oh, Masterpiece. That's what I'm missing. I was like, there's six songs. Okay, yeah. And there's another song called Masterpiece. And that is the first verse actually says, even the clay was scarred in the potter's hand. And the Bible actually says that the clay was marred in the potter's hands. But then it goes on to say, but it's because of the potter that, you know, it's because of the potter, you know, even though there were some rough things that happened during the process, you know, I'm here and I'm standing because, you know, God chose to create me and I'm created for a purpose.
Amen. Well said. Well said. While people are listening, let them know how they can reach you on your main website and how they can actually buy the single.
Okay. My main website is www.jesingswithaz.com, jesingze.com. And actually on the website, there's links to everything, like That's Love and Rescue Me. There's a couple of snippets on there, all of my dates, if you want to keep up with me, that's all available on the website. But both songs are available on all major digital retailers, Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Last.fm, like whatever you can buy music online, it's there.
It is there. And can people connect with you on Facebook as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Facebook, I think my music page is facebook.com/JEWhiteMusic.
Great. So listeners, connect there. And again, we're going to let you hear in just a few seconds. We're going to let you hear Rescue Me. Again, I think you will like the vibe of this. You want to keep your eye out on J.E. White. You want to keep your eye out. So are you having a big release event for the EP?
I am, and I'm, like, getting more and more nervous as the days go by because it is fastly approaching, but March 29th, 2014, well, is the actual release date of the EP, as well as the EP release concert that'll be here in St. Petersburg, Florida, at Bethel Community Baptist Church.
Wow. Is it free? Does it cost? Is there a ticket price?
Well, the event is free. The event will be free because I want as many people to come out and celebrate this huge milestone in my life as far as my ministry and, you know, just giving my gifts back to God. So it's a free event, and everybody who's down here in this area, I know you're up in Virginia, so everybody's down here in the Tampa Bay area.
We have listeners all over. Yes, we have listeners all over. So Florida, show up, show out, and support J.E. White. Connect with her on Facebook, Twitter. I've tagged her on Facebook. I have tweeted her, so that's an easy connection point there. That's an easy connection point. Listen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Man, I'm a nerd, and I kind of have a motto that, like, you know, you never stop learning. Like, I enjoy being able to do something one day and then do the same thing the next day. And a lot of people are just like, oh, man, doing the same thing is so boring. But as long as I'm able to take a lesson from it, you know, that's exciting for me. It's weird for other people, but, I mean, I just love to learn. Because I may do something one way, and somebody else may do the same thing a different way. And just, like, having that chance encounter where I'm like, well, you know, I will enter it this way, blah, 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 blah. And then, or, like, say, like, a chord structure. And I'd be like, oh, you know, I will play this, I'll put the ninth, and then whatever. And then they'd be like, oh, I will voice it this way. And so, like, just being able to take from that. And then, like, you know, I could create a whole other song just from that idea. So, Learning is definitely a motivation for me, because you can never stop learning, in my opinion. You know, there's always something to be gained. There's always knowledge out there to be disseminated. So it's so exciting to be able to meet people and just learn from all different perspectives and all different aspects. So,
you know what? I think that's a great point. I think we all should endeavor and strive to be really lifelong learners. Yeah, I mean, I don't care if you're 70. There's something new, something different that you can learn and can pick up on. So I think that's a great motivation. Well, certainly we wish you continued success for your EP release, From the Heart
Thank
of
you.
Me, the introduction. And listen,
Thank
I think this is
you.
A great, oh, you're welcome. I think this is a great time to let our listeners go ahead and hear your single that's out and available everywhere music is sold, Rescue Me by J.E. White. And J.E., thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, here we go. Rescue Me by J.E. White.
Superstar Entertainment.
At times I cannot feel you, but I know you are to me. I battle with depression, but Lord, you're all I need. I thought I'd lost my mind, Lord, you are my sanity. Me victory, I couldn't see.
All right, J.E. White, check it out, Rescue Me. I like the vibe, neo-gospel, neo-soul right there, J.E. White. Connect with her on Twitter and Facebook. I have tweeted her and I have tagged her. Listen, we're moving into our next segment. I'm excited to have the next gentleman. He's hanging out in the virtual green room as well, coming to the mic. I'm telling you what, Fritz Kenyill, he's an author, he's a creator, he's a speaker, he's a screenplay writer, and he's created Africa's premier late night television show, The Aphrodisiac Show, and we want to hear all about it. It's going to be recorded live in Atlanta, and we're excited, again, bringing him to the mic. Right now, I'm excited to have Fritz on air. Hey there, how are you?
Wow. What an introduction. What can I say, Miss Chavette? Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. You know, I just had to do it right. Had to do it right.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right on in because, you know, certainly this is something interesting that we want to hear all about. So what exactly is the Aphrodisiac Show?
Well, Chavette, first and foremost, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for your listeners as well. Well, the Aphrodisiac Show is basically Africa's premier late-night television show, similarly to what you guys here in the U.S. Have as the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. In the U.K., in the United Kingdom, they have Friday Night with Jonathan Ross. In India, they've got Ranjin Ranji. So in Africa, this is what the Aphrodisiac Show will be.
Wow.
In short.
Well, I love it. And so how did the creation of this show come about? What's the inspiration behind it?
Well, the inspiration behind it is the fact that I asked myself, why was there such a disparity between Africa and the world entertainment industry? So in my quest of bridging the chasm and connecting Africa with other continents through entertainment, I thrived to create an electrifying show that showcases the best in the television, fashion, sports, movies, and music, as well as business and philanthropy.
Outstanding. And so certainly with those kind of key areas, do you have a specific focus that you're going to lean more on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Most definitely. For example, philanthropy. Philanthropy is basically going to be one of our key, I'll call them the seven keys. So philanthropy out of those is definitely the bigger one, whereby we want to connect African non-profit organizations with international philanthropists. So you will see that on the show, we're going to have a great segment that does nothing but connect, you know, your superstars. Because me being here in the U.S. For a while and doing this, I've been meeting different personalities, and most of them will always ask me, hey, Fritz, I want to go to Africa. I want to not only go perform, I want to also help out. I want to make a difference when I get there. But I do not know who to connect with. So that's how the inspiration began. I was like, oh, there's that missing bridge. There's that missed connection. Hence, what I thrive to do with the Aphrodisiac Show is to have that greater segment that does nothing but connect African needy organizations with international philanthropists. So yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. I think that'll be a great, great segment. And you just mentioned you certainly have interacted with a lot of great people. Who are some of the artists that you've had the pleasure of interviewing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had, some of the people that are really, I got, like, excited meeting, you know, in a way that I was a big fan of. With me growing up in Africa, I used to watch, you know, the black and white television from my neighbors because, you know, we grew up in a neighborhood where, you know, we're in the townships, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys here call it the ghettos, but they would call it the townships, Elokshin. So over there, you know, we'll go to the neighbors just to, you know, to ask to watch television, to watch a music show, and see the latest music videos. And one of those people that I used to watch was Uncle Charlie Wilson, you know, the Gap
band. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, I've had the opportunity of meeting him. He invited me to his hotel, to his suite. I had the opportunity of sitting down with him and actually interview him as part of my project on this show, on finding out if there was a need of a late-night show for Africa. So Charlie Wilson was actually one of the first people who endorsed the show. From there, I met, I had the opportunity of meeting Boris Kodjo, actor Boris Kodjo. He went on to introduce me to his beautiful wife, Nicole Ari Parker. And so pretty much I've met people from, you know, the hip-hop scenarios. You know, I'm based in Atlanta. And Atlanta, you've got your Young Jeezy's, you've got your T.I., Ludacris, Shaka Zulu. You know, you got the diverse people. And it's, in Atlanta, you can be out and having a dinner or lunch, and then you can see on the other side, oh, there is Tyler Perry, or there is so-and-so. And, you know, sometimes you may get a chance to meet and talk with them. But for me, I get the opportunity through the show to actually sit down with them and probably have a conversation and so forth. So I'm looking forward to actually putting together this late-night show where we'll bring it to the rest of the of Africa as well as the world.
Wow, amazing. So if you're just tuning in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are talking about the Aphrodisiac Show with Fritz Kanyil. And I'm telling you what, this is awesome because, Fritz, I have a lot of people that have my mobile app that are in Africa. So certainly this show can be heard anywhere on the World Wide Web. So big shout out to listeners that are listening from all over the World Wide Web. Big shout out there. So you're going to be actually recording the show this week in Atlanta, right?
Well, yeah, actually the show is actually being recorded in April. This week, what we're doing this weekend, we're beginning one of our first segments, which is philanthropy. So we're beginning the process. We're in pre-production mode right now, but we're already shooting some of the segments. So, for example, we've already gotten an approval with Anthony Anderson, the actor. He's going to be in Atlanta hosting a comedy show. So I'll actually be interviewing him and do a short skit for our segment, which is philanthropy. So, yes, we are beginning this week. But the main show itself, where we are going to have a live studio audience, will begin in April 24th, right here in Atlanta. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. So even though it will be recorded here live, recorded here in Atlanta, it will air in Africa, correct?
Yes, correct. Africa is basically our first market because our audience basically first was what I tried to do was to create a show that is globally appealing, laced with an African flavor. In as much as the show is globally appealing, you know, the main flavor will be that African influence. So there's no better way for us than to open up the show than in Africa, you know, than in the African market, where we can actually give it to the, you know, first and foremost to the Africans, to the African market. As we speak, we actually already have a network in out of Ghana. It's a satellite television network out of Ghana. It's a big satellite network that is already is waiting for us actually to deliver the show itself. So that's the great part about where we are right now.
All right. I love it. I love it. Can people
find...
Yes.
Yes, let's get on to that. In as much as we're stuck in Africa, it's, from there it's going to Europe and then coming over here in the U.S., you know. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, okay. Well, we are looking forward as well. Is there a website that people can go to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If they can check out aphrodisiacproductions.com. That's our production website. It gives you all the information about the show and where we are and where we are going. And we would definitely love to get the people's support right here in the U.S. and across the world.
Absolutely, across the board. So certainly, Jay Leno, he has bid farewell to the late night show, and Jimmy Fallon has said hello to the seat and has proudly taken it. Were they inspirations for you, or are there other late night hosts that have inspired you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, you know, being that I'm an African, growing up in Africa, I didn't have much access to television, so our only channel that we had, they used to show the local talk shows. So there's a lady by the name of Felicia Mabuza Sato that I used to look up to, and a gentleman by the name of Cesar Moleati that I used to look up to as well. But when I moved to the U.S. and as I grew and the television channels opened up, then it became people like Jay Leno. When I saw Jay Leno, I was like, wow, you know, people like David Letterman, and now, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, and of course, Jimmy Fallon. So, yeah, these are some of the people that I certainly look up to. And not to forget, you know, Arsenio Hall, you know.
Yes. And certainly he has made a strong comeback. Many people missed him, but he looks like he has picked up right where he left off and hasn't really missed a beat. Great. So let's talk about, you are an author as well. So tell us about your book.
Oh, yes, most definitely. This is one of my it's actually, this is my second book. It's called Imagine Living the African Dream: Thoughts on African Solutions to African Issues. Yes. As you can tell, you know, the book is pretty much about Africa.
Right.
So, and being that right now it's actually Black History Month, it's actually a really great read because the book talks about, you know, the continent, the issues that are affecting continental Africa. So it's a solutions-based book that really comes up with new ideas of the 21st century, saying what can be done right now to take Africa from where it is to where we as Africans would like to be. You know, in the words of George Washington Carver, he says, begin where you are with what you have. So in other words, he's simply saying, no excuses, results. So in Africa, I found that, you know, we've been making excuses. We've been pointing fingers. Our leadership has been pointing fingers, you know, at the colonialists, what happened way back, you know, from slavery to colonization. We, the new generation, we are saying, you know, we cannot keep on looking backwards. We need to move forward. We need to analyze where we are right now in the 21st century, now that this is now a global world. This is now a global economy. So we need to redress these issues and come up with solutions, you know, African solutions that can make a difference for the next generation of Africans. So that we are no longer, you know, the breadbasket of the world, where we are always asking for aid and help.
Wow.
But we can be self-sustaining.
Powerful, powerful. And certainly the Aphrodisiac Show is going to cover, you know, TV things that we're used to, but fashion, sports, movies, music, business, and then that philanthropy part that will really help connect the rest of the world and highlight. So I think you're going to do an awesome job with that. How can people purchase your book if they're interested in purchasing the book?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, absolutely, they can actually go to my website, kanyile.com, which is K-A-N for Nancy, Y-I-L-E.com, Kanyile, K-A-N-Y-I-L-E.com. Kanyile, that's my African name. That's my website where they can basically check out, you know, my book and my books.
Fabulous, fabulous. And you're a speaker as well. So what are some of the topics that you speak on? And certainly I hear your passion, you know, already around the books and the issues with Africa and just building up. But do you speak on any other topics?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I basically speak on potential as well as pursuing dreams. What does it take to live one's dream? So being that, like I said, again, I grew up under the in the township playing soccer under the tower light. You know, so all we did was play soccer, and from there we started creating our own plays, you know, skits, sketches. So we'll do those under the tower light. All we did after that when we were tired was dream, was look up in the skies. Because mm-hmm. when you're in Africa, you know, Chavette, what you will notice is the skies are star-filled. You know, at night,
wow.
that's all you uh-huh. see is nothing but stars, you know, and just a beautiful fresh air. It's just a different feeling. So all we did was dream. And so with my growth from where I come from and to where I am today, I've looked at what it took, and I realized that it was potential. It was me having to dig deep within my potential, because each one of us are given potential to be whatever we like to be, whatever we want to be. You know, we are creators. So with that being said, how do we then accomplish our dreams? So I speak about, you know, what it takes to look deep within you and pursue your dreams and actually accomplish those dreams.
Wow. And so people can contact you on your website as well for speaking engagements?
Yes, excuse me. I was drinking my water right there. Well, absolutely. They can actually contact me through my publicist, Tandeleya Wilder. She can be contacted on tWilder@shegotgame.com. She Got Game is, you know, it's one of our, you know, great publicist companies out
yeah.
there. So yeah, they can get in touch through Tandeleya, my publicist. And I got the information on the website, kanyele.com.
Fabulous. And big shout out to her who helped make this connection today. Well, we have certainly enjoyed you. So, Fritz Kanyele, we wish you much continued success as you build out and this late night, this premier late night show for Africa. We wish you much more continued success. Thank you for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Oh, no doubt. Thank you so, so much. Thank you for the opportunity. And lastly, I would like to say that, you know, I am Mangwenya's baby boy, Fritz Kanyele Kangwenya from Southern Africa. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to you, Chavette. Thank you so much, and I look forward to meeting you in the very near future.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right,
thank you.
You're welcome. Listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our business spotlight. We're excited to have Hillary Lovick, who is the creator, the mobile app creator for Right for Postal. The word right, the number four, and postal. You want to hear all about it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you ready to go big with your business in 2014? If so, you must attend the biggest event for entrepreneurs, the Big Business Conference. Visit CharvetteGoesBig.com to register. Meet our 50-plus coaches and view our sessions. This conference is virtual and live and will be held February 17th through March 17th, 2014. Let's get ready to build, integrate, and grow your business. Go to CharvetteGoesBig.com. That's spelled Charvette, GoesBig.com. CharvetteGoesBig.com. Visit us today.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Did you know 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before the age of 18? Did you know that 90% of sexually abused children know their predator? Attend the I Didn't Know public forum on Saturday, April 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we raise public awareness about child sexual abuse. This event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. Register online at surroundedbyfaith.org. Don't be left in the dark. Come get the facts and never say again, I didn't know. Register at surroundedbyfaith.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, we're moving right into our next segment. This is our business spotlight about Right for Postal mobile app. Oh, my goodness. We want you to hear all about it. And listen, we're going to the virtual studio right now because Hillary Lovett is there. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully she enjoys some virtual snacks and all that good stuff. We're bringing her up to the mic right now. Hillary, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. I'm very excited to speak with you.
Oh, we are glad to have you and to hear all about this mobile app. So in your own words, tell listeners what they can do when they download Right for Postal.
Well, Right for Postal is an iPad app. It's a card maker app, and it allows you to make a fully customizable card or a note, which is a two-sided postcard. And cards are $3.99 and notes are $2.99. And the concept is that you make your personalized custom card or note, and then Right for Postal prints it and mails it out for you, and you do it all from your iPad. And there's some really fun and unique customization features. First off, you can use your own handwriting. Or if you'd like, you can type text, and you can also load photos from your iPad photo stream or camera roll, and you can also load photos from your Facebook account or your Flickr account. And the last kind of really cool feature is there's a clip art feature that allows you to actually load art of different themes into your cards or notes.
Wow. So this is perfect because we're always on our mobile devices, which has taken us away from that personal handwritten note or going to the store and buying a card or what have you. And so really this meets that need.
Absolutely. I mean, one of my goals was I wanted to kind of combine and merge tradition with the current technology that's out there. And so the idea is to give you an option to do something thoughtful and personalized, but to make it really fun and easy. And, of course, nobody's saying you can't go pick up a card and mail it, but this is just, right, you know, a different option. And I'm really excited about it.
Cool. And so let's remind our listeners again which devices this will work on.
It will work on an iPad or an iPad mini. Those are the only devices that it'll work on. You can download it on the iTunes App Store, and it is free. If you don't want to, yes, it's absolutely free. And if you don't want to pay to have a card mailed, you can post a card or a note to your Facebook page free of charge, or you can email it to however many recipients of your choice free of charge.
Oh, wow. Okay, so if they have, like they want to give somebody a thank you, you know, thank you for helping me do this or thank you for helping me do that, are there templates or things that will help them? Because if the person is like, I don't know what to say, do you have templates?
I'm so glad you asked that. Yes, there is a place in the app where you can look at sample messages. So I've basically crafted some messages to kind of help you word your message to your loved one or the person that has had an impact in your life. And it's just to kind of get the juices flowing. And you can look at them and you can edit them, or you can use them verbatim if you'd like.
All right, so there you go, listeners. You don't have to do a whole lot of brain work. We can get you started with Write for Postal. And so the thank you cards and the customized cards are only $3.99 plus shipping and handling, right?
It's just $3.99. It's a flat fee. That includes shipping. That includes printing and shipping. So it's $3.99 for a card or a template card. There's some template cards that are letterpress. That they're all thank you template cards, and there are a couple of most of the things that we offer in the app are a landscape view, but we have a couple of portrait thank you templates. So those are all $3.99, and the notes, which are the two-sided postcards, they're $2.99. Now with the latest version of the app that we just released a couple of weeks ago, there's now a new feature where you can send your card or note to multiple recipients of your choice. So, and there are lower pricing options associated with that. So if you download the app, you'll see the pricing. It'll show you what it would cost to send 1 to 100 if you want to send the same card out or the same note out to multiple recipients.
I mean, like $3.99, I know I have paid $6.95 for a card before where I had to drive to the store, look for the card. So the price certainly is within everyone's reach. So tell listeners, how did you even think about doing your own mobile app? You know, people have all these great ideas, and then they just kind of sit there. What pushed you, what was the catalyst to say, I'm going to do this?
Well, I've always loved handwritten notes. Growing up, they were something that I always wrote. I always wrote a handwritten thank you if someone did something for me. And then about 14 years ago, when I was a senior in college, I had a brain operation my senior year. And it was an emergency surgery. And following it, there was just such an outpouring of love and support from so many people. You just never know how many people you touch.
Yeah.
And I committed to write everyone who made any gesture toward me a handwritten note. And at the time, that was the point at which the idea was originally formalized. But unfortunately, the technology, in order to actually have a personalization component, just wasn't there. And so a couple of years ago, I just decided to revisit it, and I've just taken it step by step. I think that's the key, is just to take one baby step and to keep taking baby steps, and you ultimately get there.
And here you are today with your own mobile app. So there
yeah,
you go.
Absolutely.
What an inspiration. So if you're out there and you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you have a side gig, you have an idea, this is inspiration to say, you know, go ahead and do it. So I do want to call out that the note cards are only $2.99.
Right. They are. And it's a two-sided, it's very similar to a postcard. So with the card, you get the front of the card, and then you get the top inside and the bottom inside. So you have a lot of space with that. With the note, you just have one side of space to design. And then the opposite side is where the address goes. But, you know, they're both great options to send out. And it was really important to me for there to be a free option with regard to sharing on Facebook or just emailing. Because some people don't want to send something out. And it's sometimes, you know, you're making something and it's a little bit more pressure when you're going to, like, actually send it. So this allows you to do something quick and really effortless and not spend anything. And another really great feature that we have a saving feature within the app. So if you're working on something and you just don't have the time to finish it, you can save it, and then you can come back into the app and log into your account and just resume working on it whenever you'd like. And in addition, with this new update that we just put out a couple of weeks ago, you can import contacts that that are already within your device into the app. So it's really, really made the process of checkout much more streamlined. So you can use it really quickly and easily, and that was something that was really important to me, for it to be very intuitive and easy for people.
I love it. I mean, big shout out to you for, you know, this is all thought through from the beginning to the end. I love that. I love that. And we love featuring here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show people like you, because the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And so someone will hear this and say, you know what, I'm gonna stretch out. And I also love that the actual handwritten note that someone would receive is 110-pound paper. So it's not like notebook paper.
Absolutely. It was really important to me that it be a certain level of quality. And so I did a lot of research about paper weight, and I learned a lot. You know, it was an involved process. But it was just essential that it be something elegant and something beautiful that you were sending out, and not something, you know, that was just not elegant. And so it was important to me that the quality be a certain standard. Absolutely.
All right. I love it. And tell the listeners your main website that they can go look at.
Okay. The website is www.write4postal.com. And there's a slideshow on the website that takes you through some features. There's also a little demo video that takes you through some of the features and how to use them.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, and we also have a blog.
So
we have a blog
on
the site. We do a blog every 2 weeks on the site, and we just do different topics, you know, just whatever's on our mind. you know, we pick topics based on the season, based on features in the app, things we want to highlight. Sometimes we do some step-by-step sort of demonstrations within the blog to show people how to use certain features, because, you know, I mean, of course the goal is for everything to be incredibly intuitive, but it's just a constant work in progress, making it that way. And so that's what I love about it, is that, you know, it's something organic that is just continuously evolving.
Continuously evolving. I love it. Now, is this friendly for kids? Because I have my goddaughter who's 11, will be 12 in March. Could she download this?
Absolutely. Yes, it is friendly for kids. It gives them an opportunity to just draw freehand. And I think, honestly, I mean, I've had little kids test it out. Kids who are about 6 and up, starting at about 6, you know, they can scribble on it. I think someone your goddaughter's age is perfect. I mean, she's obviously older and more mature and more capable of doing something really personalized as opposed to just scribbling.
Right. And see, we would have to watch her, because her mom would be like, she's having sent 29 cards out yesterday. So she would get trigger happy. But that is great.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the goals. A lot of young kids, they've never even seen a handwritten card, or it's just not something that they're used to. It's just not part of their cultural norm. And the concepts around kind of bringing that back, but also allowing for technology to shine through. And what it is, you know, we live in a digital world. So I didn't want to eliminate that element from the app, but I also wanted there to be a traditional component, because it's just been something that I've loved, and it's really been very uplifting and enriching, just handwritten notes.
All right. Well, big shout out, business spotlight here for Write for Postal. Write the number word, write the number 4, and then postal. Check it out. Hillary, tell them everywhere they can connect with you online. We've given them the main website, but what about social media sites?
Well, we have a page. We have a Facebook page, it's just Write for Postal is the page. You can find that on Facebook. We also have a Pinterest page and Instagram as well. I think you can just search under the app name. All of the pages are tied to the name.
All right. So make it quick and easy for people.
Right. Make it quick and easy.
Quick and easy. So my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
What continues to motivate me is people who overcome adversity. And there's just so much adversity in this world. And I think it's really important to just reflect on how much you have and how many opportunities you have to make a difference. And I just try to stay positive and keep moving forward because, you know, I think life can be really hard. It can be very challenging. But there are always people who are dealing with adversities much greater than what you're experiencing, and that really motivates
right.
me.
Awesome. Well, listeners, put your hands together.
Wow, I'm getting a round of applause.
Yeah, standing ovation. A big shout out to you. Thank you so much for stopping by the show and telling us about your mobile app.
Thank you so much, Charvette. It was great talking with you.
Oh, you are quite welcome. All righty. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We're going to be moving into our next segment. We have a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be talking to Tina Wade. She has just children's books, Heroes, H-E, and then Rose. So we're going to let you know all about it. Don't go anywhere. Don't move. Matter of fact, get on Twitter, get on Facebook, and say, hey, you need to listen to this show. This is really good. And if they missed any portion of the show, don't worry, because you can go back and listen to the show at charvette.com. So they don't even have to worry. You'll be able to share the link. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Did you know 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before the age of 18? Did you know that 90% of sexually abused children know their predator? Attend the I Didn't Know public forum on Saturday, April 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we raise public awareness about child sexual abuse. This event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. Register online at surroundedbyfaith.org. Don't be left in the dark. Come get the facts and never say again, I didn't know. Register at surroundedbyfaith.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Welcome back. Listen, we're going to be talking to Tina Wade. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. We're going to be bringing her to the mic, and we want you to hear about this faith-based Christian faith-based children's book series for girls and for boys. I'm telling you, they are on a mission to inspire. They are on a mission to empower and to show love with this children's book series. I'm telling you what, you want to hear all about it. We're going to the mic now to bring Tina online. Hey there, Tina. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Good evening, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me. It's a blessing to be here. I love the show. You're doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, certainly you have done an amazing job with these books. I mean, just the beautiful illustration. We got to just start there.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. How did you find an illustrator to capture these beautiful images?
Oh, my goodness. That was a chore. So I am very pleased to hear that you found them as beautiful as I envisioned to make them. But, you know, just finding an illustrator that can accurately capture your vision and really put pen to paper was a challenge for me. But fortunately, through much trial and tribulation, I was able to partner with a great illustrator out of Detroit, Michigan, and he's done a phenomenal job.
And you know what I love is that sometimes we cannot find representation in children's items and toys, things that look like people of color. And so I love that this gives an option where this, if I give this to a child, it looks like them. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, the series is based loosely on my life and the lives of my children. So the characters have a very strong resemblance to several family members, my children, my nieces, and my nephews. And that was a passion, a goal of mine, is to give our children books, beautiful books, not just any old book off the shelf, but a beautiful book that was reflective of them and what they look like, and that it's current and fun and trendy and it's relatable. So I hope that that message comes across in each of the books, because I worked really, really hard to try and portray that.
Well, and you know what? What a legacy, because they can look back, you know, years from now and say, look at this book, and that this was a character that resembled me, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
So what an awesome legacy. And so certainly, let's talk about the full series. So kind of map things out for the listener of what they can expect from a hero's book.
Certainly. Well, let me begin by saying that, you know, this was something that I truly feel that I was purposed to do. God has placed on my heart to give children a book that would somewhat combat all of the negative imagery that they experience and see in media and at school on a day-to-day basis. So I wanted to obey him, of course, and present something that motivated children, inspired them to do their best on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, to follow the rules, do your best, to listen to your teacher, to do your homework, and all of those things are awesome. All of those things are great. All of those things are super cool, which is one of my my series, the Super Cool series.
Yeah.
And so the Super Cool series is based on, you know, my son, and the Heroes Rose Girls books are based upon my daughter. They're all superheroes, and what they do is they travel around the globe to save the day for other super cool kids and Rose Girls just like them. And what's really cool about the Rose Girls books is that with these superhero powers, they have these Rose Girl bracelets. And once they are intertwined, one of the characters are able to fly, and the other has superhero strength. And so the bracelets were provided by their fairy godmother. And with each purchase of the book, our girls will become Rose Girls because they'll also receive a beautiful Rose Girl bracelet. And these are just, you know, Rose Girl bracelets. These are pearl bracelets. These are bracelets of excellence. So they are pearl bracelets with a red sapphire heart that's resemblant of God, you know, purity and love. And so you'll, for all of your readers, if they would like to see the bracelets, the bracelets are beautiful. I love them. I wear them alone. But, yeah, so the girls will receive the Rose Girl bracelets, and I hope to create a movement. You know, you see these beautiful purity pearl bracelets around the world, and they're all Rose Girls. And then the boys have the super cool bracelets. You know, they're not they're more masculine, but they're still kind of funky cool and they're hip, and the guys will look good wearing them.
Well, and I think that it's awesome that you made sure, and certainly you have a son, so that helped a little, but you made sure you had something for the boys, something for the girls, and something that the guys would think is cool. And it's like, this is a little girl's book. You know, they won't think that you distinctly made separate things that appeal to them. So kudos for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So tell our listeners, how many books are in the full series?
Well, we have two books in the Rose Girl series, and they are titled The Rose Girl's Great Adventure, Niagara Falls. And the second book in that series is The Rose Girl's Visit the Zoo. The age range for both of those books are from the ages of 2 through 8. And again, they're just they're Christian themed and just very bright, beautiful books that I'm proud of and that parents will also be proud of in reading to their children and also in reading an impactful message that their child will find fun as well as inspiring. And for the Super Cool series, there are also two books in that series. And the first title is called Super Cool, and the second is The Super Cool Safari.
And I'm telling you what, this little character, not character, this demonstration on the Super Cool book, I mean, he is cool. He's got his little spiked hair. He has his shades. I shared this picture, listeners. So I'm talking about the picture I shared on my page. So you can see where, you know, what I'm talking about. But go like the Facebook page. Tell them how to get to your Facebook page.
Can visit my website as well as my Facebook page at Heroes Books, and that's HEROSEbooks.com. And that's a play on words, as in Jesus rose, you know, he rose, and all of the characters are superheroes, and then the girls are Rose Girls. So Heroes Books.
All right, there you go, there you go. And I see somebody on your Facebook that says, big shout out to Colleen. She says, tell me more about this. And I love that you have Making the World a Better Place one book at a time, one book at a time. What is the power of a book, in your opinion?
The power of a book is enlightenment, is teaching. As I'm sure you've heard a million times, education and knowledge is power. And that was another goal of mine is to encourage our youth to read, you know, with the tablets and the Xbox and all of the electronic devices.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to get our children to read, just to sit down and be captivated by a book. And so that's what I hope to achieve with this, to give them something that was bright and vivid and captivating so that it would capture their attention and encourage them to read a page-by-page book like we used to do back in the day.
I love that. I love that. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're chatting it up with Tina Wade, and she has a wonderful book series. You want to check it out, Heroes Books. Check them out. I have tweeted, so you can connect with her on Twitter and also on Facebook. I have connected the Facebook page, so that's a very easy way to connect. Now, Tina, you have a great quote on your page that says, parents, we shouldn't overspend. Instead, we should overteach. Talk about that.
Mm. You know, being a busy mother and working a full-time job and being a devoted wife and all of the extracurricular activities, I, from my personal experience, I noticed that I was overspending because I felt guilty about not being there for my children. And so in correcting that behavior, I noticed that I wasn't the only one. You know, we love our children and we want to give them the world, but I wanted to, my statement was to say, you know, money isn't the answer. Our children would much prefer that one-on-one quality time and asking about their day, making sure that they're okay, that they weren't being bullied or made fun of at school, that they didn't have a hard day or miss a homework assignment. So those are the type of things that are really necessary to develop your best child, to help your child be the best person that they can be.
And I love that. I love that. And I think that it would be great. You remember those times where kids would go to bed with, you know, reading a book, or the parent would go, you know, get in the bed with them and read a couple pages and the child falls asleep. So this would be great, a great addition for that. Great, great, great. And so where would you like to see Heroes books go? Do you have an ultimate goal in mind?
Oh, absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, Charvette, this isn't about, you know, making money or promoting my series. This really is of our youth and giving them something that is a contradiction to what they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And so eventually I would love to see, you know, just my books throughout the United States. And I'm prayerful that, you know, at some point in my life that I could give them away for free, you know, along with the bracelets. That's my prayer. And, you know, I want to do a series, a video series. In fact, we have a script that's written to promote the books, and we hope to begin blogging and have a bi-weekly video series based on the books. So more books to come, more videos to come, and hopefully just traveling to various schools and Christian events and just promoting the books and encouraging our children and letting them know that, you know, we're here. We're here to help. We're here to talk.
Yeah.
And we're here to encourage and support, motivate, and inspire them.
All right. And one more time for parents that are listening, what are the good age groups that would kind of fit for all of the books?
The best age group would be ages from 2 through 8.
Great. 2 through 8. So there you have it. And so in the Rose a Girl Adventure, which is the Niagara Falls, any particular reason why you picked kind of the Niagara Falls area?
Well, I'm from Michigan, and just crossing over to Canada for our summer vacations, Niagara Falls has always been a favorite place to visit and holds a special place in my heart. So I thought I'd stop it. I'll start the first series with Niagara Falls.
And you know what? Then that will spark interest in children to say, hey, I want to actually go to this place. Can we go there, you know, for vacation? It's all about exposure.
Yes.
I really think children just need exposure. And a lot of times when we see them kind of not acting like we want them to act, sometimes it's about exposure. So that's my
definitely,
thesis.
Definitely. And that's the series. My next book is in development, and it's about the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. Now tell us a sneak peek about that one.
Say again, I'm sorry.
Tell us a sneak peek about the book that's surrounding the Grand Canyon.
Well, the premise of all the Rose Girls is that they saved the day. And so there's another Rose Girl in dire straits in the Grand Canyon. And, of course, the Rose Girls, along with their super cool brother who has red rocket shoes, they travel to the Grand Canyon to help a family in need.
Oh, so I can
yes.
see that there's a lot of stuff to get into with that one.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
All right. So, Tina, tell listeners how they can purchase your books.
My books can be purchased on my website, and that is HEROSEbooks.com. That's heroesbooks.com. And they will also be available on Amazon.com in the upcoming week.
All right, so keep a lookout for that. Keep a lookout for that. And do you have a certain inspiration point when you are coming up with your next series? Is there anything that a little something that sparks your interest that says, okay, I'm going to take that story and run with it?
You know, Charvette, I have 4 children. I have an 18-year-old, a 13-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So there's always inspiration on a daily basis. But, you know, it's just whatever moves me. It's based loosely on our lives. And if there's something funny or that I think that children could learn from, then that's usually craft something from a particular situation. But it's just day by day listening and observing and seeing what catches my attention.
All right, I like it. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
I would have to say my faith. You know, my faith and my family, just always striving to do my best and to make my Heavenly Father proud of me. So that's what motivates me, and that's why you'll receive the beautiful bracelets and you'll purchase a beautiful book, because this is representative of Tina and I'm representative of him, and I always want to do my best and I always want him to be proud of me. So that's what motivates me is knowing that God is happy and that he's smiling and he's giving me a well done thumb up.
And certainly, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. You're welcome. Well, listen, thank you so much for stopping by the show. It has been a pleasure. Listeners, I think you need to put your hands together.
thank you.
Shout out. And again, thank you so much for stopping by.
I appreciate you so much for the opportunity. You've been a blessing to me and all the other authors and entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.
You are quite welcome. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, awesome. Today we started the top of the show out talking to J.E. White in our artist spotlight. You get to hear her song, her single, Rescue Me, so connect with her. I've tagged her on Facebook and Twitter. Then we moved on and talked to Fritz Kenyil, who is doing a new African late night show, like a Jay Leno. He's doing that. He's going to be recording it in Atlanta. So listen, if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, hey, maybe you can get into the live TV taping of that. So it was really cool to interview him and to see where that will go. Then we moved into our business spotlight, talking to Hillary Lovick, who is the mobile app creator for Right for Postal, the word right, the number 4, and postal. And what a great tool, because we've really gotten away from handwritten notes. And I really think it's because we don't want to go to the store. If we're in the store, we forget to pick up a card. Then that means I need a stamp. And a lot of times we aren't really using stamps anymore because we have all of these automated things to do our bills. So then you're like, oh, this is too much of a big deal. But, you know, to download her free app and to send a card for $3.99 or a postcard for $2.99, jump on it. And then we rolled in to our author spotlight. You know, we love authors here on the show. Talking to Tina Wade, Heroes Books. I'm telling you, for girls, for boys, you should invest. You should invest and pick up these books for your children. What a great way to connect with them. And so they can look back on their childhood and say, you know, mom or dad would read to me, or they made sure I could read, because reading is fundamental. And I don't care how many of these devices, these mobile devices we have and all of that, what is determining how far our children go is really they're basing it on their reading level. So they're heavily looking at their reading level, and so you need to keep that in mind. Listen, I have some free stuff Yes, did I? Yes, I said free. I just finished a free e-magazine. Now, who is this e-magazine for and what is it about? This e-magazine lists my top 10 websites and tools that every small business, ministry, entrepreneur, side hustler needs to know about. 10 of my top favorite sites. And let me tell you, most of them are free to use. So go to my one of my websites, which is my web design and social media coaching site. Go to Mitchell-Productions.com. Again, that's Mitchell-Productions.com. It's on my Facebook page as well, so if you can't remember all of that, it's on my Facebook page. And you can get the free download of this e-magazine, which gives you the top 10 tips and sites and tools that you need to know about if you're planning events, if you have a ministry, if you are a small business owner, entrepreneur, have a nonprofit. These are websites and tools you need to know about. Again, most of them are free. I think almost all of them have some type of free paid option. Maybe one, I think one on the list does it. All of the rest of them have a free option that you can use. So check it out. There's so many tools available to you, and you want to get in front of them and you want to use them. Again, Mitchell-Productions.com, and you can get the free download on my brand new, just released last night, e-magazine. And another free thing, we love freebies. If you're not on my email list, I send one email once a week to let you know, hey, the show's coming. Here's a link to listen, all that good stuff. You need to get on it. So you can do that at charvette.com, which is just my name, S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. So charvette.com is where you can go and join my email list, and you get a free ebook download called Affirmations for Success. Affirmations for Success. A free ebook download, just a bonus, just a compliment from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show that you can download, look at, so that you can have something motivational and something, really affirmations are powerful. So if you join our email list for the show at charvette.com, you will receive a free ebook download, Affirmations for Success. So I tell you, we just give it out stuff all the time. So listen, let you hear a new song that is by Kim Pearson. It's called Just Believe. I love Kim. She has a great, look her up online. Kim Pearson, she's a gospel artist. She's making big waves where she is in Georgia, and we've played her music in the past. So this is a single to her upcoming EP, her next release, and we're going to let you hear it. But we want to remind you, make sure you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. If you're not a Twitter person, you're like, I'm a Facebook person. Well, we want to connect with you on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Listen, if you don't want any more friends, that's perfectly fine. We post all of the show information as public posts. So if you click the follow button, you'll just get updates on the public post. So that's completely fine with us, completely fine. Listen, no skin off my back. No skin off my back. So listen, we're going to go ahead and let you hear Kim Pearson, Just Believe, out of Atlanta. Here we go. It's hot. You don't want to move.
Trusting and hanging there, he will see.
All right, listeners, that's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thank you so much for hanging out here. You all are awesome. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Listen, you want to check out next week's show. You're not going to believe who I have. Somebody coming from a reality TV show is going to be with us next week. See you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.